Well, the first round a couple of days ago, I went clean and the horse jumped super. He's been improving every day I've been riding him. He's one of the most inexperienced horses that are here in Singapore, so it's been a challenge to get him going good. And today we did he probably jumped his best round since I've been riding him here, but he's had a little spook at one of the jumps and just at the last minute caught me by shock, and he had a fence down, so that put me in a jump off for bronze or silver. No, for a bronze medal. And we had a little bit of a tiff in the jump off. He jacked up, and because he's not used to jump offs and he's not so experienced like the other ones, so no, but I think he might have had two down or something like that. But no, I'm very happy with how he went. It could have gone a bit better, but anyway.
You got silver in your team event. How much pressure did you feel to try and go one better in the individual?
There's a lot of pressure on me in the individual because my parents were here watching and a couple of other Aussies came over to watch, and the people who've been training the horses up, they've all come from Australia. So there's a few people here watching me, and also because he performed so well in the teams event, there was a bit more pressure on me to perform even better in the individual. But I think I kept my cool a lot better in the individual because I was used to, I knew what he was going to do in the jump off and the first round. So no, I just tried to keep a bit cool and try and keep him calm. And he did jump really well in the first round, but unfortunately had a bit of a spook. So that sort of put me out of the gold medal position.
And this was your second jump off. What is a jump off and just how much pressure that adds to trying to do a successful round?
Yeah, well, a jump off is, well, the clean rounds, they go to the second round, which is the jump off, and hopefully you can get clean and as fast as you can, and just try and beat the other competitor. But there's a lot more pressure in a jump off as it's the final. That's the decision of what placing you're going to get. So it puts a bit more pressure on you, and you've just got to learn to just ride it the same as you did in the first round. But a bit quicker and clean, so no. But it's out of the horse's comfort zone. The jump off, as he's not so experienced, he's not used to going against the clock. But no, he's been improving every day, and I'm quite happy with him.
And we must talk about the horse, the gelding Hugo. It's a borrowed horse, so you didn't have too much time to bond with it before these games.
No, we had probably two or three rides before the actual game started, so. The first ride that I had on him was quite an experience, just trying to get him to go how I want him to go, and paid off the last couple of rounds I've been doing it. It's paid off. He went the way that I wanted to go. So, but it is a different experience drawing all the horses out of a hat, but everyone's in the same boat, so you can't complain about it. And most of the horses are on the same level. But I unfortunately got the one that wasn't at the same level as a lot of the other top horses. But I was quite happy when I drew him out. When we drew him, I went up to the people who trained the horses, and they said he's quite a tough ride. They said that I was lucky to get him because a lot of the other riders couldn't ride him. But they said he's got quite a nice jump in him, but he is green. Inexperienced, so I just tried to persevere with what he does and what I do, and just try to get along with him.
Tom, is this something that you do in other events? You actually, go into sort of a ballot and actually draw out a horse?
Last year I was at the Sydney Youth Olympics, so it was probably good having an experience like this there, and I fortunately picked out a good horse there, but. No, it's not usual to be picking horses out of a hat for such a big competition, especially the Youth Olympics. But a lot of the other riders hadn't done it before, and a lot of the riders, they don't ride the type of horse that they actually got given. So it was a challenge for everyone because we're on the same boat, as I said. But I've enjoyed it. It's been a good experience, and hopefully there's more to come.
And the inaugural Youth Olympics, how have you enjoyed your experience overall being in Singapore and being a part of the Australian team?
Yeah, I've loved it. It's been such a great experience. around the green and gold. No, but the atmosphere at the village is great. Everyone's so friendly, especially all the Australians are all friendly. And no, it's all been great. All the riders have been fantastic. They've all been friendly and all helpful, and the coaches, and no, it's been a great experience all up.
Now, talking about Olympics, you mentioned your parents were in the crowd, so you're pretty nervous in front of them. Obviously, your dad is a former Olympic show jump rider in Greg McDermott. I think he represented Australia in Seoul back in the 80s. Did he give you some words of advice leading up, though, to your competition?
He could see me in the practice arena. He could see what I was doing, and he would yell out a few tips and everything. And no, it puts a bit more pressure on me, especially my family, because they're also, the three of them are so knowledgeable of what I do and how to ride the horse and everything. So they've all given me lots of advice. And no, he was happy with how I rode the horse. A lot of people said I rode the horse quite nice. It's just unfortunate that it had a little bit of a jack up in the jump off, but I couldn't do much about it. So, but no. No, it does put a bit more pressure on you, even with other people that you don't know that are watching. There was quite a big crowd today, and it puts a lot of more pressure on you when a big crowd's watching you. So,
Tom, you sound a little bit disappointed. I spoke to your coach, and she was a little bit disappointed too. But I'm sure in the next coming days, when it sinks in that you're eighth out of 28 riders in the world, you're on a borrowed horse, and you claimed silver in the team event, which was an Australasian team made up of a few countries, that, you know, maybe will you sit down and think that it was a successful Youth Olympic Games?
I will, definitely. But, the ultimate game is to go out. The ultimate game is to go out there and win a gold for your country and also for the teams event. But no, I was very happy with the teams event. We all performed well, and we all contributed, unlike a lot of the other countries. But I think I'll sit down one day and remember that I was eighth against all those great riders and so many people. So I'm happy with your overall result.
All right, you're in Singapore. When do you head back home to Wagga Wagga, and what's next?
We head back home on the 27th, so straight back to school the next day, I think. So, but I've just got a few little shows with some younger horses when I get back, and then 2 weeks after I get back, I'm going back overseas to try some horses in Europe to buy, so that would be a good experience for me. And then later on in the year, we have the Nationals and the New South Wales state titles, so try and get all my good horses in work and in fine form for that, hopefully.
Well, a big congratulations, Tom, for not only making the Youth Olympic side, but silver with your team event, which happened last week. Commiserations on finishing eighth. I know you had high expectations, as did a lot of your support crew, but well done for getting there, and good luck for the rest of the Australian team competing up until the final day of the Youth Olympics. Yeah. Thank you so much for your time, Tom. And just quickly, there was another Riverina athlete in a swimmer named Zoe Johnson. Did you... by any chance get to meet her at all?
No, I didn't actually. I didn't know there was another person for the Riverina. I have to go and chase her up now and meet with her.